Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday episode of the program. As always, you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Yes, it is.
With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
We're expecting Peekless Mountaineer as well.
Yes,
shortly.
We are.
He's tied up in the terrible New Hampshire traffic.
Sometimes.
I'm kidding. He's just running late.
No, I mean, I have cured my road rage. When I was in Seattle for 22 mm-hmm. years or whatever it was, I would get road ragey. The older you get, too, the more sort of, grumpy again, I guess, that kind of thing. So, that kicked in a little bit. But I used to carpool with a friend of mine to my office job, and it never happened to me until I was over 40. But I'm driving, I'm on the freeway, and I had to turn down the Slayer on my radio to finish the drive into work. It's never happened to me before.
Because you were upset?
I was upset at all the drivers who were being a-holes, and all that kind of thing. But
and that made
Slayer,
you not want
to
hear
Slayer anything? Was cranking up, right? I had Slayer cranking on the way to work because I'm a metal guy and that's what I do, right?
Yeah.
But the combination of drivers being a-holes and, cutting people off and doing dumb things, along with the madness of Slayer, the band, playing was just it was
too much, huh?
I was just I got to turn this down before I have an episode.
Well, I'm glad you're still here.
So I cured my road rage, though.
By what?
Moving to New Hampshire.
That just did it?
Just because it wasn't bad. There's by way of comparison, there's no traffic here.
That's true. It's true. There aren't as many people here.
It's great. I
How many people live
I
in
love
Seattle?
It, man.
Million plus?
Yeah, too many.
Yeah. So you can bring up anything that you want. Got some pretty big news. And then coming up, the police in Chicago are complaining about vaccine mandates. Would you believe that?
Huh.
We'll share that with you coming up here. It's rare to take the side of the police, but we'll see what they have to
you're
say.
You're telling me that they don't like it when somebody tells them what to do?
That's actually what they say in the story. We'll get to
that's
that coming up here.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
But then also, you've got some numbers that are pretty sad and shocking, maybe for those that haven't been paying attention to what's been going on in Afghanistan for the last two decades. How many people have actually died as a result of U.S. militarism, adventurism there in Afghanistan? You've got those numbers, Captain. Those are coming up as well. But first, pretty big news this week was the Supreme Court of the United States weighing in and undoing the ban on evictions. So for, over a year now, I think, there's been a restriction that the federal government has, it wasn't passed by Congress. It was just apparently the CDC.
They advised or something. And
or the president issued an order or whatever. I think it ended up being the CDC. It might have been an executive order to begin with. I don't know the exact history of it, but it was never passed by Congress, right. I don't think, to say that we're going to ban evictions. Not that I would support it if it were passed by Congress, but I just point that out to say that some bureaucrat said there shall be no evictions in America, and, put a moratorium, as they call it, on that.
Yeah, so for all you lefties out there who hate landlords, the government essentially is effing a whole bunch of landlords by allowing it so that they can't evict people if they don't pay their rent.
Yeah, so all kinds of deadbeat renters are not paying the rent, and the landlords are unable to legally use the legal process because, if you could change the locks or whatever, then they got to come after you, and then, you'll probably be held liable for that.
Right.
You might be able to kick these people out with, a couple of goons or whatever and scare them away. But as far as, using the official goons, the police department or the sheriff's department, the sheriff's department's going to tell you, sorry, we're under an executive order, or the CDC says that we can't do that. So you can file the paperwork if you want to, but then you have to wait until whenever this arbitrary deadline comes up. It came up earlier this summer, if you recall. There was a bunch of hubbub in the news about, oh my God, the moratorium is going to end, and then it did end, and then like the next day, the CDC said, we're putting it back in.
Yep.
And so they put it back in, and now according to Axios.com, the Supreme Court has now blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. So roughly 3.5 million people across the U.S. say they faced eviction in the next 2 months per Census Bureau data from mid-August. The court previously had ruled that the administration could not extend the ban instituted because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. But after protests and a clash with Democratic lawmakers, the CDC did it anyway. And they extended the ban through October 3rd.
And what was the onus? What was their motivation to even come out and be like, hey, the CDC, right, the Center for Disease Control, or whatever their acronym is, right, why are they even opining, much less dictating, what landlords do? The idea that I have in my head, I don't have, you know, anything in front of me that says this, was that it was due to the lockdowns. They didn't want a whole bunch of people to get evicted because they closed a bunch of businesses with lockdowns and a bunch of people lost their jobs. So they didn't want, you know, a whole bunch of homeless people suddenly spreading COVID around, is the thought that's in my head. I don't have any evidence of that. But either way, they're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, they are.
And
the rent is still due. The rent is still accumulating, right? Like, those people are there in those homes. They owe, in theory, those landlords that money.
Now, I own a house, of course, but when I logged in to pay my mortgage this month...
You've got renters.
I have a tenant. It's true. But when I logged in to pay my mortgage this month, there was a thing there that said, hey, if you're having some financial hardships due to the COVID or whatever, click here and review our... And basically, they'll allow you to do what's called a forbearance on your mortgage. And I imagine
this is putting it off, right?
It's putting it off. It means you still owe the money. They're just going to push it on down the road. So, if you got, 29 years left to pay on a 30-year mortgage, well, guess what? You got like 30 years again if you go like a whole year without paying. But interest accrues.
Sure, right? It does.
But now the CDC doesn't give you, or the government doesn't give you, any sort of anything like that when it comes to, like, your tenants, for example. So if you have some tenants that stopped paying because they lost their job because of the COVID and the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff, then you as a landlord don't have any recourse. You've got you just basically have to let people live at your place for free, and then what? And then what?
Yeah.
Right? And they leave that all open-ended.
Right, because I can guarantee you that when that property tax bill comes from whatever town you're living in, it's not going to say, hey, we know you landlords are having a tough time out there, and sometimes your tenants don't pay, so check this box, and we'll just go ahead and waive, half of the property tax bill for you. What do you say? No, that's not an option. You've got to pay that property tax bill in full, and if you don't, then interest starts to accrue on it.
Yeah, so government caused the situation by implementing lockdowns.
That's right.
They exacerbated the situation then by issuing this moratorium on evictions, and so now they're just like, well, because they're afraid. They're afraid of what's going to happen. They know that they caused this problem, and they're afraid of what's going to happen when suddenly landlords get their power back, right? The power of their agreements that they signed with these people,
Right, as though those mean anything.
Well, not according to the government, anyway. Right. So if the government really wanted to give people a hand up during this time of crisis, and I'm using, lame politician words there, if they really wanted to affect the population positively, economically, what they would do is forgive tax.
Yeah, that would be a huge help.
Yeah, until the, quote, emergency is over, unquote. You want to see economic stimulus? You want to see people be able to afford stuff again? You want to see, the trade, continue as it was prior to all this craziness? Just start forgiving taxes.
But government considers itself essential, so they're not about to do anything like that. Now, wasn't there supposed to be a right to contract in the United States? Isn't that one of those things that was, put into the Constitution?
The con.
If I recall, there is something in there about that. In fact, We'll look into that coming up here in a moment, because I recall there being some sort of right to contract here, but apparently that doesn't matter.
First part of the Constitution is con.
On. If you want to weigh in here, you can. 603-283-6116, if you're a landlord, and you are stuck in one of these situations where you expected to have some revenue from tenants or be able to kick them out, and they've been sitting in there for a year now and haven't paid a dime.
Some landlords have to pay the bills, too.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Live Saturday episode of the program. Tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
We're talking about the right to contract, specifically in regards to renting. Because that's what renting is. You sign a contract.
Yeah, you make an agreement with somebody to, you know, pay X for the ability to live in, you know, said property.
And if you don't, as the renter, if you don't follow the obligation to pay. Now, it could be that your landlord's a deadbeat. Right, and they're not fixing the things they're supposed to fix or whatever. So just ignoring that for a moment, we're looking at deadbeat renters because there's plenty of those, too. There's bad landlords. There's bad renters. So if you're a renter and you don't do what is specified in that contract, then the landlord has the right to say, hey, you broke the lease. You got to go. And unfortunately, in this world that we live in, the enforcer of contracts tends to be the state.
Yeah,
there's only one option. You have to go to the courts. You have to get a notice, deliver the notice to the tenants. It has to be within a certain number of days, and then you can file another thing, and then you file another thing, and then you get a hearing, and then eventually, after some number of weeks or months or whatever, they might send men with guns down to forcibly remove total deadbeats who won't leave on their own. Well, that's all been put on hold for, more than the last
year?
At this point, and so there are poor landlords out there who are being taken advantage of by tenants who just decided, hey, you know what? We don't have to pay the rent. And they hate rent. Anyway, there's a certain group of people out there that hates the idea of rent. And if you ended up renting to one of those as a landlord, you are hurting right now. And according to Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, because I remember, as we were talking, wasn't there something in the Constitution about this? No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. So it's right there, except it only says no state. So I guess that excludes the government, right? Like the federal government, unless you consider them a state, which I don't think that's how they were defining state, even though they technically are a state. That gets into WordCraft and legalese and all that. So
the second set of books.
But the idea was, at least as I understood it, that contracts were supposed to be one of the freedoms that people had, the freedom to make an agreement and, be able to...
The government uses the Constitution as their toilet paper anyway, so...
It's a joke.
Factually speaking, the Constitution is words written down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it's
true. It neither grants nor takes away any authority of anybody to do anything. It's literally just words written down on a piece of paper.
And there's no punishment for them if they ignore it.
Right.
Eventually, you might be able to get the Supreme Court to rule in your favor, and that's what the news is. That's why we're talking about this. The Supreme Court has now, in a 6-3 ruling this week, overturned the moratorium on evictions. What is that going to mean? Well, we can talk more about it coming up here, but first, I do want to tell you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoins for yourself. This used to be something that was only available to, accredited investors, people with $1 million or something.
Yeah, they had to meet some criteria.
Yeah, and now I believe it has opened up to anybody that's interested.
Ooh.
So check it out, intercoin.org. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jill is on the line in Virginia, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Jill.
Hello, what I was going to call about is this word emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And the way people in power throw it around.
Yeah.
Supposedly, man has natural rights which are not to be violated. The government's choice is not whether it will grant these people rights, but whether it will recognize that man possesses them. Whether it will recognize these rights or violate these rights, and that's what the Constitution is supposed to prevent, such violations. Well, certain people who want power, they strut around, they holler emergency, and they think this gives them a license to do anything they want.
Sure.
All you gotta do is holler an emergency. If it's a war, that gives you the right to drag people into the military and subject them to involuntary servitude, whether they will or no. emergency, and that gives you license to violate the rights of private property. That gives you the right to trample all over the 14th Amendment and round up people who have a certain ancestry and put them in internment camps. All you got to do is holler emergency.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe it was necessary at that time because it was emergency, to which I replied, abbreviated BS, but you know what that means.
Yeah, this is the legal principle of quote-unquote necessity.
Yeah.
That all the government has to do to completely waive any sort of constitutional protections or any kind of rules that they are supposed to follow is claim an emergency, and that it was quote-unquote necessary to do these things, state of emergency, and then that just allows them to do anything they want with virtually no consequence.
I'm trying to think about the quote. It's something like, if you give up rights and liberties in the state of an emergency, then the government has all the motivation in the world to
create an emergency.
Create emergencies.
Yeah, and there are some who will point out that there have been states, like more of a conspiracy kind of point, that if you go back for decades, you can see that they created states of emergency and never repealed them, like at the federal level, for instance. And it's like, oh, well, then that could explain legally why they've been able to do all these things. Of course, they just ignore the rules anyway.
Yeah.
So, but if you wanted to, you could say, oh, well, they've been in a state of emergency since 1934 or whatever, and it's never been repealed, so they can do whatever they want. And what are you going to do about it anyway? Vote?
Yeah.
I've read that the income tax was supposed to be temporary.
Temporary, yeah. I read that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
just like,
Jill.
Just like the non-patriotic bill.
Great call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Jill.
The number, it's feisty. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Who was it that said there's nothing more permanent as a temporary government program? Wasn't that Reagan or something like that?
I don't know, but they were right.
Yeah.
They were correct.
He said a lot of nice things, but then he, when he was in power, dramatically expanded the size and scope of the control of the federal government by dramatic levels.
That's what these leaders do.
Well, they're not my leaders. I'm not interested in following those people.
Sorry, I meant losers.
There you go.
There we go.
So about 3.5 million people, according to Axios.com, faced eviction in the next couple months, according to Census Bureau data. 3.5 million. So about 1%. The court previously ruled that the administration couldn't extend the ban instituted because of coronavirus, but then the CDC went ahead and did it anyway. The case reached the Supreme Court after the Alabama Association of Realtors and other plaintiffs sued the Department of Health and Human Services. And, quote, according to the unsigned Supreme Court opinion, it would be one thing if Congress had specifically authorized the action that the CDC has taken, but that has not happened. Instead, the CDC has imposed a nationwide moratorium on evictions in reliance on a decades-old statute that authorizes it to implement measures like fumigation and pest extermination. The opinion said, further, quote, it strains credulity to believe that this statute grants the CDC the sweeping authority that it asserts. So, okay, the court made one right decision, but usually it's one step forward, 10 steps back with these courts. So don't think for a moment that this is going to be a trend. There's more coming up here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Taliban terrorist group has taken full control of almost every area near the airport in the capital of Afghanistan and is ready to take over as soon as U.S. troops depart, two senior officials from the group claimed on Friday. As soon as the Americans leave, they just have to give us the signal and we will then take over, he said. This can be done as early as this weekend, he added.
For women, the question is, what's next? After 20 years of advancements in women's rights to education, to work, and to even leave the home, now appear to be dashed. Afghan human rights activist Serena Faizi.
20 years, we worked so hard to get to where we are right now. But, you know, look at that. Just in 2 weeks, you know, we lost everything that we worked so hard for. They're hopeless. They're helpless. The only one thing that they're looking for is for a miracle. My family's right now in Afghanistan. I have six sisters.
This is USA Radio News. School districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, a judge said Friday, ruling that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the mandates. Broward County School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood says they have a responsibility to protect those in the schools.
With what we know from science and medicine and how this airborne pandemic is spreading, we feel very strongly that we have to protect the people in our school district.
The Democrat Majority Committee probing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th issued letters to 15 telecommunications and social media companies, including giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google, asking them to provide a series of documents related to the day. The committee is seeking a range of records, including data, reports, analyses, and communications, stretching back to spring of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever you want, especially if you're a landlord that is dealing with some tenants that aren't leaving and they're making things difficult and they're not paying the rent. And now looks like the Supreme Court has finally made the decision that the eviction moratorium is overturned, that is over. Now, I presume that that's gone into place immediately.
Presumably.
But the article that I've got from Axios doesn't make it clear. However, let's just presume it's going to go into effect at the end of the month.
Okay.
So,
couple of days.
So, coming up on the 1st, the eviction ban is overturned. And so then landlords can then move forward with the legal process because that's what's been prohibited, right? Like, you can't go to court. You can't, you can file, I think I've heard, but the court can't hear it.
I guess a landlord in advance of any of this could have already given, like, the written thing that they have to give that says, hey, you're going to be evicted whenever this thing lifts or something like that, leaving it right. Open-ended. It's just, you know, out of courtesy or, you know, to get ahead of the ball legally or whatever.
Sorry, I was still looking to see, like, what is this going to mean? Like, how will this be implemented? Because if it's just all of a sudden it's back on,
yeah.
Well, then one thing you can definitely expect is a huge backlog.
Yep.
Right? Because you've got a year's worth or more worth of these filings that have been made in various different courts. So it may be some extra number of weeks, if not months, before you even get a hearing. Because I don't know if you've known this, but courts are moving even slower than before. Like,
oh, yeah.
Courts were bad before.
Yeah.
They were very slow. And now it's like a snail's pace. I mean, it is so awful.
Yep.
Because, well, look, it's a monopoly. So they serve you whenever they damn well feel like getting to your case, and then they'll get to it. And then maybe they'll rule in your favor. Presumably, you've got the evidence on your side.
The rest of the government, however, seems to be operating at quite a nice clip, particularly when it comes to things like, oh, I don't know, raiding radio stations or radio studios.
Yes, that, indeed. All right, so here's another interesting factor here, Captain. Looks like some states have state eviction moratoriums. So if you're a landlord in California or Illinois, then the gravy train's still going for the renters. Landlords are still hanging from a hook there.
Yeah. I mean, the rents are super high on the West Coast anyway, but, I mean, they're getting high here, too, as well. They're catching up. I've been here a couple of years, and the rents are, you know, definitely far more reasonable in this area than they are in the Seattle area by a large margin, but... they haven't gone down. In my lifetime, as a matter of fact, rent has never gone down.
How could it?
I attribute that to inflation, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the government printing out more money, and they're not going to slow that down. In fact, they're speeding that up. There's more money being printed now than probably ever in our lifetimes. I think I heard, and there's different numbers I've heard thrown around, 25% to 35%. Of all of the dollars in circulation today were printed in the last year.
It's been at least 20%, if not as much as 35%.
Yeah. And that's significant. Yeah. And that is going to mean that you're going to see prices going up. And people are already noticing that that's happening. And that's going to hit, you know, certainly going to hit the real estate market. We've seen record level prices as far as home sales are concerned in places like New Hampshire, where there are a lot of people in New York, for instance, are escaping to.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of the worst places and get to a nicer place to live.
I was checking out the housing market in this area again, just for S&G, and that's and giggles.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I mean, I'm glad I bought property when I did because it's much more expensive now.
Sure is. Of course, the dollars aren't worth as much now.
Right.
So, of course, the price is going to go up, and that's going to translate into higher property taxes because the prices of the properties are going up. So, therefore, the local government's like, all right, they're rubbing their hands together. They're ready to increase the amount of money they're collecting.
They're going to pull a Scrooge McDuck and take a dive into that big pile of cash.
Yeah, and all of that is going to mean higher rent prices. So again, if you want to weigh in here, 603-283-6160. So now landlords can move forward unless they're in a state where there's a state moratorium. So in some number of states, they're still screwed. But in most places, presumably, they're able to now move forward. And we may see them being able to get some of these deadbeat tenants out.
And this is just completely off topic, but sort of on topic. If I'm a lord and I'm a landlord, does that make me a landlord-lord?
Landlord-lord.
Or does that just mean that landlord is a term that shouldn't be used to describe people who rent to others? Because
it should be noted, you are a lord.
I am a lord.
You're a lord kickass.
Lord Captain Kickass. I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's a place where you can go online and you can purchase a plot of real estate in Scotland and put your name on it. And once you do, that makes you a lord.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And Captain Kickass is the name on that particular plot of land.
So that's your story there. The Supreme Court making one right decision saying, okay, we're going to overturn this thing. So
I mean, is that the right thing should be for that to have never happened in the first place, right?
Right.
That's what another failure of the system is when an agency that has no business dictating anything, much less anything.
The CDC.
The CDC, yeah. Anything that, you know, is outside of their wheelhouse. I would venture to say that the Center for Disease Control should have nothing to do with real estate.
Yeah. Or contracts.
Or contracts or landlord-tenant law or anything of that nature, right? Stick to, I don't know, controlling the disease or whatever the heck it is that you supposedly do at that organization.
Just go away. How about just go away? Dissolve the organization. We don't need you. Let the market decide how to handle controlling disease because centralization has never proved particularly effective.
Well, and with this thing, I mean, the masks didn't work. The vaccines didn't work. Nothing stopped the spread at all. Neither the masks, nor the vaccines, nor the lockdowns. The lockdowns did zip, zero, zilch, nil, none, nada. To stop the spread of COVID.
And now the World Health Organization, actually last year, I think, it finally admitted that. They said, yeah, these didn't work. But that hasn't stopped Australia from locking people down and New Zealand from locking people down. And so it's not going to stop the U.S. governments from doing it come this fall and winter.
If you're listening to this radio program right now and you don't believe anything that I just said about the masks didn't stop the spread, the lockdowns didn't stop the spread, the vaccine didn't stop the spread, go look it up. The evidence is out there. It's all been admitted by the CDC, by these doctors and scientists and biologists and, you know, all of this kind of a thing. It has been admitted and published.
So what happens now? These renters are, they're technically on the hook for the back rent, but they're deadbeats, so they're not going to pay it. So these landlords, you can't get blood from a stone.
How many landlords are going to be in some sort of financial trouble because, you know,
they're already in that. Yeah.
Like, how many properties are going to be lost by, you know, supposed landowners because they can't, A, pay their mortgage, or B, pay their taxes, or C, they've got, you know, a deadbeat or two deadbeat renters in, you know, their place, or multiple deadbeat renters if you own a large complex. I mean, there are a lot of, I'm going to say, small business people who own these types of properties, right?
Sure.
Now, there are
a lot of mom and pops.
But there are a lot of, we'll call them property management companies as well, that manage thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of properties and, you know, that kind of a thing, too. So, you know, it's a mixed bag of, you know, and of course, it's the small business people.
They're going to hurt the worst.
The moms and pops, the ones who only own, like, one property, or they're what they call, when you live in the place, owner-occupied.
Owner-occupied, yeah.
Yeah. That type, these are the people that are going to lose. The mega corporations that are managing hundreds and thousands of they're going to be fine.
People hate landlords, but that's the thing. Like there's, like you're saying, there's a lot of individuals, a lot of pairs of owners that, you know, small folks, mom and pops that own these places. And people hate landlords for whatever reason, but it's like these guys aren't raking in the dough.
No, not at all.
I mean, you don't know. If you're just a tenant, you don't understand the economics of being a landlord. It's like you're not making money hand over fist. You're like, in a lot of cases, barely paying the property taxes, getting the bills paid, and maybe you've socked away enough to, like, repair a water heater when that eventually goes bad, you know? 603-283-6160, and now these people are...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us, 603-283-6160. If you are a landlord out there who's been dealing with tenants refusing to pay the rent, you can't do anything legally about it, now all of a sudden the Supreme Court has overturned the eviction moratorium. What does that mean for you, where you are? Because, well, as we've learned here from the CNN story, so it started with Axios.com and then a CNN story about this, like, what's next, basically, is my question. And as I expected, there's going to be a huge backlog, of course, in filings at court. How long that's going to take to shake out, I don't know. But CNN's basically giving advice to deadbeat renters here in a paragraph titled, "Renters will need to turn to local protections." Eviction filings are expected to ramp up, but it's yet to be seen how backlogged courts are and how effective the remaining patchwork of state and local protections will be in keeping renters in place until they secure rent relief.
Yeah, that's not how it works. I mean, that's not how it works pre all of this either, right? If you're a deadbeat renter and you go through the eviction process, by the time the actual eviction occurs, and that is to say the men with guns show up to, like, actually physically remove you from the property, by the time that that occurs, or they just, you know, leave and, you know, they're like, okay, fine, I'm evicted, right? By the time that happens, they've had more than enough time to secure some other form of housing.
By the way, we're going to continue the discussion, but for a long time, freedom-loving people have been interested in having a site where they can share with each other the things that they do. So if you're in a business, you got an event that you're an organizer of, maybe you create digital content, you want other people to know about it, you can now go to liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, if that describes you, liberty.menu is for you. If that doesn't describe you, then please don't go. But check out liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your listener or in your profile there, and you get a listener badge to show that you have found out about the site from Free Talk Live, because we can't give you a discount. It's free to use it. So get on over there and promote the things that you do to the Liberty community at liberty.menu. John Pollack is the coordinator of the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel, which advocates for renters. He says, quote, "There will be a ton of eviction filings. How quickly the courts might actually evict everyone is hard to say. Courts have shown they can be ruthlessly efficient if they dispose of hundreds of cases in a morning." Or says they can dispose of hundreds of cases in a morning. Many struggling renters, according to CNN, were hoping to receive emergency rental assistance from the government to pay their back rent and remain in their home. The latest eviction moratorium had provided a critical backstop to ensure they stayed in place until that money was received. But surprise, surprise, of the $46 billion in emergency rent relief money, only $5.1 billion has been distributed as of July, according to the Treasury Department. So about 89% of the money that's been set aside to give to renters in order to shore them up hasn't even been distributed. So for all the government talk about we're going to help you or whatever, and they identified the amount of money they're going to supposedly help renters with. Yeah,
they don't care. They don't
just sitting there in a pile.
They don't care. It's a load of crap.
Yeah.
Here's what they would have done had they cared. They would have put up some sort of a website that allowed you as a renter to, I don't know, upload a copy of your lease agreement and then, you know, state your case for why you can't pay your rent. And if it met the criteria, then the rent would have been paid. They would have, you know, immediately sent them, you know, sent a thing to their landlord, not to them, to their landlord to pay their rent. If they really cared, that's what they would have done.
But they don't.
No, of course not.
This was all about image. This was all about showing that
we're doing something.
We've allotted the bill.
40 plus billion to rent assistance. And of course, none of the renters are getting the assistance.
Barely any of them have so far. The supposed expert here, the renter advocate, says if they're paying attention at all, they know most of the rent relief hasn't gone to anyone yet. Many judges will push back and give tenants a chance. Take a moment to at least ask them, have you applied? And judges may be telling landlords, before you file to evict, you need to apply for rent relief first. So this guy's predicting that even those people who are going through this process, who have filed God knows how many months ago already in these courts, and now when they finally get their first hearing, the judge is going to push back and say, oh, no, you got to go and apply for this free money first. Hey, you can't just kick this person out. So this may be months and months and months more for some of these landlords out there who've been looking to open up their property and get a real paying tenant.
And I don't want to give people the wrong idea. I've only owned my property for less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a lifetime renter, and I'm 49. So you do the math and figure out how long I paid rent. It was a long time. I've had some kick-ass landlords. I've had some shady landlords. You know, some not so good ones. So I've been through the gambit. I kind of know at least that side of the game pretty well. And, you know, it's kind of a toss-up, man. But I would not want to be one of these renters who, you know, I don't know, lost their business, lost their job because of the shutdowns or whatever, you know, and is in this position where they're essentially squatting.
Well, if you are one of those people, you put yourself in that position because you chose to not go get another job. I mean, if you lost your job, hey, that sucks.
Yep.
But everybody's been fired at some point. Maybe there's somebody that got a job when they were a teenager and then, you know, still had it when they were in their 60s or whatever. But for the most part, somebody's lost a job and or quit a job out there before. And you know what? You get back up on your feet and you go back out there and you find another one. Or you start your own business if you're in a place that will actually allow you to do that, because we know governments hate people starting their own businesses. So they put in all kinds of stupid licensing and requirements that make it nearly impossible. But if you have the motivation, you could have a job. Because right now, I think we had a story the other day.
Jobs are available.
There's literally a million more jobs than there are people seeking jobs in the marketplace.
Yeah.
You go down the street, you can't throw a rock here in Keene, New Hampshire, without hitting 17 businesses that all have now hiring signs up.
I mean,
you got your pick.
There was a time, too, when I had been living with several roommates, right? Young guy in his 20s, right? You live with, you know, several roommates and that kind of thing, and you get tired of it. And so to get myself out of that situation, I got 2 full-time jobs.
Damn.
So 16 hours a day plus travel time in between. I was getting roughly 5.5 hours of sleep. I made it work for 6 months, right? Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of time, but, you know, a second full-time income, that'll dig you out of the situation, right? You know, you got your first, last deposit, moving fees, all that kind of stuff, you know. And so I was able to dig myself out of it. But you're right. It is a question of motivation, and it's also a question of honoring your agreement.
That's right.
Right. If you're a renter and you signed the agreement, It's your obligation to fulfill that.
Yeah, and but you're unmotivated. If you're unmotivated, you're probably sitting around drinking or smoking or doing whatever, you know, with the free money that the federal government and state governments have been sending you for unemployment, which in some cases amounted to hundreds of dollars per week for people, to where even all the jobs out there that were available weren't motivating to these people. They're like, well, hey, I like being lazy, so therefore I'm just going to sit around and collect some checks. Why should I go back out there and work for $17 an hour at a basic job when I'm making $18 an hour and, sitting around the house?
Gosh, what sort of institution could we lay the blame on for creating such a situation?
The federal government.
Oh, so wow, weird. Huh.
Yeah. Well, now you can lay the blame at the feet of some of these states. As I mentioned, states like California and Illinois have extended their eviction moratorium. So, you know, hey, if you're a deadbeat, you ought to be in California and Illinois. They love you there. They want to protect you. You should really consider moving there. But other states also, Minnesota, Nevada, and New York, have put laws in place that protect renters from eviction while they're in the process of applying for emergency rental assistance. So as long as they've begun that process, they've filed that first initial paperwork with the feds or the state or whoever they need to file it with to get the, you know, the rental assistance, then you can't touch them as a landlord.
But I filled out a form.
And you know, they waited. You know they waited until right now. Finally, now that the Supreme Court has dropped the eviction moratorium, now all of a sudden, all these renters that could have applied for the rental assistance 6 months ago, now they're filing. And because that's going to protect them, that's going to push the date, push the deadline out 6 more months.
Using
months.
The guns of government to keep themselves from fulfilling their obligation.
Yeah, and you asked a good question earlier. You know, what's going to happen to these mom and pops that own these
They're
homes?
They're going to get effed in the A.
They're already being screwed. And how many of them are going to default on their mortgage?
Yep.
And then their house is going to get repossessed by the bank. Then they're going to be out on the streets.
Yep.
And then the bank gets the deadbeat tenants. You know, the tenants aren't leaving.
Yep.
It's the owner that gets screwed over in that particular case. And
who's going to buy that, right? Let's say that exact scenario occurs.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy loses his mortgage. He gets, you know, the bank takes over his property. The bank inherits the deadbeat tenants because they can't go out. Well, then, who's going to buy that?
At an auction? Yeah.
Anybody going to buy that? I don't want to buy a property that I inherit tenants, which I have already not fulfilled their obligation.
Right. God knows what's wrong with the house, number one, excluding the tenants that are sitting in it. Because, you know, these people, if they're bad tenants, they're not taking good care of that house. You can almost count on that.
Indeed.
603-283-6160 is the number here. Hour number two is coming up. We'll go to Afghanistan for some...
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. And our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.